and a happy podcast night to everyone. It's Sunday, it's July 8th. It's been a weird week. Very hot. It was supposed to rain this afternoon and cool down, but it didn't. Anyway, earlier this week I saw a couple of wealthy people bashing a less wealthy person on Facebook. Essentially, the point was, because you don't make a lot of money, you're not qualified to comment on this topic, regardless of the topic. It was about whether, whether someone who only watches Fox News as a source of news information, is that better or worse than watching nothing at all? Anyway, I think only listening to one point of view on anything is worse than listening to nothing at all. But that's okay. That really wasn't the problem. The problem was that those in favor, the Fox News, the pro-Fox News people, decided that the anti-Fox News person had no business commenting on this whole thing because he didn't make a lot of money. So I chimed in, and I was shot down, of course. I was told I didn't make a lot of money either, but that's okay, don't worry about it. It's not my fault. Anyway, I have no problem with people who make a lot of money, as long as they're held up to the same rules and standards as the people who don't make a lot of money. The problem is, that's not true. And that's why these two folks think that way, is because they've been brought up to think that way. They've been brought up to think that they are smarter than everyone else because they have lots of money, and that poor people are stupid. Anyway, reminded me of this Bob Dylan song. This Bob Dylan song is written about this little news item from back in the early 1960s. Mrs. Hattie Carroll, 51, Negro waitress at the Emerson Hotel, died last week as the result of a brutal beating by a wealthy socialite during the exclusive spinster's ball at that hotel. Mrs. Carroll, mother of 10 children, was the deacon of the Gillis Memorial Church. She died in the hospital where she had been taken after being felled by blows inflicted by William Devereaux Zanzinger, 24 years old, owner of a 600-acre tobacco farm. Zanzinger's father is a member of the State Planning Commission in Maryland. Others of his relatives in the Devereaux family are prominent in politics here. The judge who released Zanzinger on bail has already permitted his attorney to claim that Mrs. Carroll died indirectly as a result of the attack, rather than directly. There is speculation here that attempts will be made to get Zanzinger off with a slap of the wrist. So that's what this song is about. I'm just saying the rules should be the same for everybody. William Zanzinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore Hotel Society gathering. And the cops was called in and his weapon took from him, and they rode him in custody down to the station and booked William Zanzinger for first degree murder. How about you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears? Take the rag away from your face, now ain't the time for your tears. William Zanzinger, who at 24 years owned a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents to provide and protect him, and high office relations in the politics of Maryland, reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and sneering, and his tongue, it was a snarling, and in a matter of minutes on bail was out walking. How about you philosophize, disgrace and criticize all fears. Take the rag away from your face, now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children, who carried the dishes and took out the garbage and never sat once at the head of the table and didn't even talk to the people at the table who had just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to Williams and Zinger. How are you philosophize, disgrace and criticize all fears? Take the rag away from your face, now ain't the time for your tears. And in the courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel just to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level and that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded and that even the nobles get properly handled after the cops have chased after and caught 'em and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning, and he spoke through his cloak most deep and distinguished and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance to Williams and Zinger a 6-month sentence. How are you philosophize, disgrace and criticize all fears? Bury the rag deep in your face, 'cause now's the time for your tears. Yes, you philosophize, disgrace and criticize all fears. Take the rag away from your face. Anyway, that's that. Have a great Sunday. We're remodeling our kitchen, so all kinds of weird stuff going on upstairs, and wife out of town, and contractors coming and going, and it's just bizarre. So enjoy your week. Hope it cools off.